No, we're not a bit happy. We've been lobbying this now for the last 3 months, and we've been fobbed off on every occasion. Every occasion. Our children here cannot go to this school. They're not getting transport to it, and that's the simple fact of it. This school will be down 200 children in the next 5 years, and they've spent 7 million here on a capital investment. They'll have to provide at least 4 or 5 million to refuse schools to cater for the influx of 3 primary schools. No other part of the country is affected in this manner. 3 primary schools. Can you believe that? Huh?
You're saying, as far as you're concerned, it would cost the same to bring the children here as it would to bring them to Rafoe. The problem,
exactly,
you say, is
exactly
the minister is demanding savings.
Exactly the same cost. We have been talking to local bus operators, and the cost to Stranorlar and the cost to Rafoe is exactly the same. The one thing I say about going to Rafoe, it's highly dangerous for the children to go to Rafoe because the road is a third level road. It's not even in the winter gritting programme. So we're not willing to put our children's lives at risk just because somebody in Dublin thinks that it's fitting for a rollout for the whole of the country. It's not going to work in Donegal, it's not going to work with Fun Valley, and we're not going to take it.